You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Detroit Tigers manager Jim Leland has brought his team to the American League Championship Series for the last 3 years. But Saturday night's gut-wrenching elimination in Boston was the final out for Jim Leland. Today, he announced he's retiring. John Keating covers the Tigers for Fox Sports Detroit, and he was at Leland's press conference today. John, what did Jim Leland say? What's behind this decision?
Well, he decided he's low on fuel, and he made that decision in September. September 7th was the day that he pointed to. The Tigers had won a big game the night before. They had handled the Kansas City Royals in Kansas City with ease, and he asked Dave Dombrowski to meet him for coffee, and on that day just informed Dombrowski that he was going to be done at the end of the season. I had occasion after the press conference to interview Dave Dombrowski about that, and Dombrowski said he was surprised but didn't try to talk him out of it, because once Leland makes up his mind on something, it's made up. And so they went from that point forward, September 7th on, as they were trying to win the division and then trying to perhaps win a world championship, mm-hmm. with only a few people knowing that. And Mike Ilitch was one that Dave Dombrowski told, and he just didn't want people to realize that he was in the market or going to be in the market for a new manager. And so it was a very closely guarded secret until Jim announced it to the team in the Fenway Park clubhouse right after a very tough Game 6, a game that ended their season.
That timing is something. It's a little reminiscent, but not quite as happily, of when Scotty Bowman got another Stanley Cup and then said, okay, I'm retiring. Sadly, Jim Leland can't say he's got that World Series even berth, and that's got to be painful.
But you know, Cindy, that was the ultimate wish for Leland, to get his team, and he thought that his team would be playing for a world championship, and having made the decision, it would have been absolutely spectacular for him to go out on top and win a second world championship. He won one with the Marlins way back in 1997, but he thought this team had a chance to do it, and so he's been sort of dealing with this. You know, they had a Game 5 against Oakland, a deciding fifth game in the ALDS, and he knew on that day that it could be his last day as a manager, and he got through that and got on to the next round against the Boston Red Sox, and ultimately had to deal with the disappointment of coming up short. They happened to be outside the Fenway clubhouse and waiting to go in for interviews after the Tigers lost Game 6, and some of the players' kids and a few ancillary members of the staff who were sort of escorted out of the clubhouse. And I had sort of a suspicion that something might be up then, but I really thought today was going to be an announcement that he was coming back on another one-year contract, and so lots of us were pretty surprised by this.
John, the internet and social media, as you well know, was just flaming Saturday night with the finger pointing and criticizing after that loss. A lot of it aimed at Prince Fielder, but a lot aimed at Jim Leland. There was complaints that he overmanaged the Tigers right out of the World Series, like when he pulled Scherzer in Game 2, that seventh inning, and blowing that 5-1 lead. Is that at all fair, that criticism?
Well, no. I mean, you know, the internet is great for lots of things.
Yeah.
But for baseball fans, it's good to vent, but man, is it venomous. And people who really don't know what's going on have opinions that might be best kept to themselves sometimes. You're not aware of whether a guy is hurt or whether a guy is dealing with a particular issue. You know, and Jim Leland is, you know, he's got 50 years in baseball behind him now. He made light of it that right after the press conference today, he was going to join the Skippers Rippers fan club so he can take shots at whoever the next manager of the Tigers will be. We know him to be a very emotional guy, Cindy, and we've seen him, you know, cry in post-game celebrations, things like that. He says that, you know, he doesn't hear any of the speculation or the things that are said about him. Well, I'm here to tell you that he does, and he's human like the rest of us, and, you know, while he comes across as very gruff, he's got some thin skin sometimes about the things that he has said. He's not shy in making decisions for his team, doesn't apologize, doesn't backtrack on the decisions that he has made, and leaves himself open to second guessing. And in this world, there's plenty of that, but it's easy for people to say, you should have done this, you should have done that, when you're not right in the minute of a baseball game, managing in the moment as to what might be going on, or knowing what the other manager has on his bench, things like that, that a lot of people don't fully have their arms around.
John Keating, where do you think Jim Leland's era is going to fit into the history of the Tigers?
Well, you know, he touched upon it today that, you know, when he was hired, he replaced a very popular man in Alan Trammell, although Tram didn't have great success as a Tiger manager. And when the Tigers went to the World Series in 2006, he was quick to give credit to Tram for sort of setting up the team that became the American League champs in 2006. He has won three straight division titles, and while this team was built for more than that, you know, they were gunning for their third World Series appearance in 8 years. The issue, I think, is there will be lots of people who will be happy that Jim Leland is gone, but those people don't yet have to answer the question, who next?
Any guesses as to who might be the new Tiger skipper? What kind of buzz did you hear?
Zero. Zero. Dave Dombrowski was asked about that. He is completely open to names that are out there. There are a couple of veteran guys on Jim Leland's bench who I'm sure will get some consideration, and Lloyd McClendon and Gene Lamont. I would be surprised if either of those gentlemen were named the next manager of the Tigers. I think he'll probably bring in somebody who's got a little bit more energy, might be a little bit younger. But Dave has had the chance to do some homework on this in September, but was careful to point out that didn't want to let on that he was looking for a new manager, because once word gets out, it spreads in the world of social media like a wildfire. And so, you know, he's sort of poking around a little bit, checking out some names to see who might be available, knowing that come 2014 he was going to be in the market for a new skipper.
John Keating, Fox Sports Detroit, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much, John.
My pleasure, Cindy.